Oliver or Ollie Cole started life in the acclaimed County Meath three-piece Swamp Shank before going on to found the band Turn in 2001. But 10 years later, 2011, he released his first solo album entitled We Albatry. His third album, under his own name, has just been released. It's called Father, Brother, Son. I'll be speaking to Ollie in a couple of minutes' time. But first of all, let's hear the opening track, which is called All Your Love.
Toy soldiers, hand-me-downs and me, not knowing other ways to be. Safe in this feeling.
The opening track there, All Your Love, from Ollie Cole's new album, Father, Brother, Son. And delighted to have Ollie join me on the line right now. I mean, that even that title... kind of stopped me in my tracks when I saw it, Ollie. Father, Brother, Son. It's a life story that you're telling here. And as we hear from that track, you're going right back to your childhood. Toy soldiers, hand-me-downs and me. All your love comes from this. Clearly, it was a very happy childhood.
Yeah, I think... thank you, Sean. Good to talk to you. Thanks for having me on. I was fortunate enough to have a very happy childhood. Lots of siblings. There was 8 children, 2 parents. And I think you only kind of appreciate that maybe when you get a little bit older and you have your own children. And you start to, I think this whole record in some ways it's me figuring out what spoke in the wheel that I am, you know, like between my parents, me and my own children. It's like I could be putting on my son's coat and telling him to hold his sleeve so it doesn't get jumbled up in the thing and having a sudden flashback to this being done for me, you know. And I guess the song is saying that all the love I am capable of giving and receiving, I learned it was given and to me.
And that is an absolutely beautiful sentiment. And when I ask, was it a difficult sentiment to revisit? Obviously, it wasn't full of knots and there weren't difficulties to be untangled that unfortunately some people have a childhood like that where there's a lot of difficulty that has to be unravelled to get to any understanding of it. But you had to go back to a very happy childhood. But did the revisiting of that childhood cause very strong, very painful emotions in some ways within you?
I had it's been a bit of a roller coaster couple of years for me, and I've found myself I lost my brother basically. We were like Irish twins. He was you know, just a year older than me. We shared bedroom with another brother as well. Actually, there's 3 of us in the one bed for a long time before we got the bunk beds, but we shared everything, you know, record collections and everything. And sadly, he died quite young. He had a bad brain tumor basically, and I lost him. He was only 47, he had young kids himself and everything. And I suppose, and then very shortly after that, my mother died of the same kind of rare brain tumor. And my own son Elliot was born around that time. And I found myself, grief is a strange thing, it's multifaceted, I guess, but a lot of it is memories. Memories are very strong when you think of somebody, and you know, and I have to say a lot of it is very fond memories. I'm very lucky that I had very fond memories of both my mother and my childhood and my brother and everything, you know. So this record revisited a lot of that for me. It just sort of came out in the songs, really.
I would think there was a fair amount of, there was a fair number of tears shed along the way. Happy memories are great things, but they often bring tears along with them, don't they?
Yeah. I guess it's, I think I've always been a sort of autobiographical kind of writer, but this is the closest to the bone I've got, where I really had to look at things and myself and figure out how to say things. You know, I wanted to make it about all of those things that were happening to me, but I was very determined that it wasn't. I didn't have any anger or, you know, anything like that that sometimes people might have with grief. It was very, I was very accepting of it, and I was very appreciative of the good times that I had and the good times I currently have. And those were the kind of colours I wanted to use, really.
Yeah, and that idea that you mentioned, the birth of your son Elliot in and around the time of the death of your mother, I mean, that sense of the big wheel must have been so pertinent because of those, you know, those are life-changing events by themselves, but for them to be close together really does, you start to appreciate that whole idea of the big wheel and where you fit on that big wheel of life.
Absolutely. Like, what spoke am I? And the fact that I am just a spoke, it's humbling. And that was very, very much the, I knew once I kind of started writing it, that's where I was going to go with it, I suppose. Yeah.
You mentioned Elliot. You also have a daughter, Emily. Emily's 7 now, isn't she?
She's 7. She just turned 7, yeah.
Right, she just turned 7. So that's her introduced in terms of her age to the audience of this programme. Let's introduce her in a different way right now to the audience of this programme.
And will your sunflower seed indeed, will you grow very tall?
Ah, Dolly Cole, what are you doing to me on a Tuesday evening? Is she Emily Cole? Is that how we refer to Emily?
Emily Cole.
She was and Ollie
five
Cole.
When she sung that.
She was 5 when she did that. And I believe not just did she sing alongside you on that, Ollie, but she was very much part of the writing of the song as well.
Yeah, we have a little ukulele on the wall beside the kettle, you know. So every time I was kind of making a coffee or making a tea, since she was a kid, I'd just take the ukulele off the wall and I started singing this, what was really then just a silly song to make her laugh. But she would suggest things. She would go, how about pumpkin seed? And we'd write a verse about a pumpkin seed.
So whose idea was it that, you know, if you ate the apple seed that, you know, started the apple tree might start growing out of your feet and stuff like that?
Cause I think I started it. I started the first verse like that. But it's a really cute sort of little fable-y song because in the end it finishes with, if you're going to eat some kind of seed, choose carefully, yeah. Emily. I suppose, you know, that everything you do maybe has a consequence or something, you know.
Well, that's
it's a little fable.
The big metaphor was there for me at the end of it, I must say, when you know, there's the idea of if you're going to plant a seed, no matter what that is in life, choose carefully what you're going to plant and where you're going to plant it.
There's a beautiful little video as well for any of your listeners that want to check it out. There's a stop animation video that is just beautiful.
Yeah, and where would we get that, by the way? Is that just on
YouTube? Just Oliver Cole, and it's Choose Carefully, Emily is the name of the song. But even you playing it there, Sean, it gets me in the right in the chest every time. Like it's
I'm not surprised.
It's I just love it. I love it. Yeah, I love her little voice.
Yeah, but that's what I mean about the entire album when I say about the emotions being difficult to face, given the death of both your brother and your mother, as you mentioned, which are very much part of this. I wonder to what extent, you know, the year that we've gone through, perhaps the isolation, or perhaps if we're lucky enough to be in family situations where we had a very, you know, happy place to be. We were with a group of people that we loved being with, and that despite all of the difficulties of lockdown, it was a good thing for us in that respect in terms of family life. Did lockdown feed into the writing of this album?
It definitely, I think a lot of it was written before that, but it was finished during that sort of final stretch. That was the final bit. Actually, yeah. I think I already had it done, but I started to realise, I suppose, what I had made around that time. It's funny because even though it is personal, it's universal because unfortunately things like the passing of my mother and my brother, these are things everybody will face. And it like I said, it's a multifaceted thing. It's not always sad. No. And it teaches you to appreciate. Like I appreciate the simplest things now. Just like my little boy could be lying on the bed laughing into my face. And I'm registering it. I'm saving it to the data bank. You know, I'm like, I know this is precious.
It sure is. All right. I want to finish up with the seaside song. Anybody who's been on an Irish family holiday, I think, will recognise what you're talking about here.
Yeah, this is my dad dumping all 10 of us into the one car, the Hillman Hunter, and heading across Meath to get to Bettystown on the... At the slightest sign of a sunny day, we'd probably even have a few friends in the car. I don't know how we got away with it.
Yeah.
It's a little dedication to my mother too, this one. You know, in this song, I talk about my mother picking songs from the tapes that she owns. And I remember her very happy in those moments.
Well, listen, Ollie, lovely to speak with you this evening. And so great of you to share, not just with us, but in the album itself, to share that big family story. As you say, it may be very personal to you, but I think it will speak to many, many people because it is really the story of an Irish childhood, father, brother, son, the name of the album. And let's finish up then. Let's all head in our summer holidays with Ollie Cole and family.
Squashed like sardines, all elbows and knees, waving at friends as we leave. My mom would pick songs from the tapes that she owned on our way to the seaside. There's an old humped back bridge, we'd speed up for it. Car would take flight.
Beautiful stuff indeed. The Seaside Song from Ollie Cole, and that from his new album, Father, Brother, Son. The album is available through Bandcamp for digital download, and you'll also get a vinyl version if you partake in that bit, digital download. And you can find out full information through Oliver's or Ollie's website, Oliver Cole Music. That's Cole, C-O-L-E, OliverColeMusic.com.